Well, brethren, I can truly say that I've been richly blessed over the last few days. I've enjoyed the discourses. There's so many lessons, and I've been keeping notes and jotting them down, and I know I'm going to be looking at them over the next few days, and I really appreciate, and on behalf of our class, I'd like to thank all the brethren who prepared the lessons that they prepared. They did a wonderful job. You know, at the start of the convention, I said, we had to wait an extra year, and we waited with anticipation. Well, it was well worth it. I really was blessed. I really enjoyed all that was presented. It was a wonderful, wonderful words of wisdom and advice that the Lord has blessed each one of you to give. So I appreciate and thank all the brothers that have presented their lessons. And as I was at another convention and the brother closing thoughts, he also made mention that we also need to thank the sisters, that the wives of the brothers, because it's very important that they were helping them prepare and allowing them and giving them the strength to continue on and being the sounding boards for them. So we thank them also, and that they were able to sacrifice in driving up and flying and however they came to be with them. And your time here also, we appreciate that. And to all the brethren who were able to come, we thank all of you. It has been a wonderful experience getting to know you and fellowship and spend the time. We thank you to all that played music, the musicians. Thank you for all the voices. I don't know if it sounded as good there, but one of the advantages of being a chairman, you sit at the front and you get to hear the voices coming at you. It just is so beautiful to hear. Thank you to those that provided the meals and helped our class in providing and serving. Anyone who has served at any means at this convention, we thank you for that. But I won't go on any further. I do have just a couple of quick announcements because I'll forget and then I'll be in trouble with Brother Ryan. Name tags. Anybody has name tags, please return them back to the side here before the end of convention is over. Also, discourses. If anybody wants MP3 versions of that, just there's a sign-up sheet there. And there also is a couple cards at least back at the back table there. So if you haven't signed them yet, please do. Okay? And I don't know if there's any other announcements that need to be made at this point in time. I don't think so. So what I'd like to do now is turn it over to the brethren. We'll spend a little time here if anyone has some convention echoes. We want to primarily focus on the blessings you receive from the convention. And you're not looking so much as what has happened over the last year or months or whatever. What we're looking for, how has the convention been a blessing to you? So, who would like to be first? Sister Sue.
I just want to take the opportunity to thank all the brethren for coming, for waiting that year. I received so many blessings from having to learn how to wait and to hear the discourses on the theme text on waiting and what they mean, and I can apply them immediately. And I look forward to listening to those again and learning more from them, because you gather so much and then it leaves. So you need to re-listen to them. So I'm excited to listen to them. And it was a very rich blessing to have all of you here again. And it was missed last year. And I was very excited to have it and to serve the brethren. So thank you very much for all being here and making that effort.
Thank you. Who would like to be next? Another Sister Sue.
I want to thank the Lord for our privilege of coming here. And when I look around, so many of the brethren I've known for, well, over 40 years. And I remember when we were all young, and now I was hearing about the convention in this area. You have to come here. Well, I made it. And it's been such a blessing. I want to also say, you know, when I had music in school, they said, Music is a universal language. And when we've been singing throughout this session of praising our God, I think it also puts all of our souls in tune. I think it not only tuned us up by singing, but also helped tune us up all the wonderful words from the platform, advice on how to grow spiritually, how to take time and know that, you know, we're still waiting. We're all still waiting in a progressive sense. But not to become discouraged, but we've built one another up. It has been a real uplifting convention. Thank you. And I thank everyone that served in whatever capacity. It wouldn't have been the convention that it has been without the service of all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sue. Yeah, it's been a privilege having you here. Who else would like to offer some convention echoes? Sister Sylvia.
Yes, I'd like to give my thanks to all the speakers and to the CWACs and everybody here that put this on. It's a lot of work, and they went to the work last year and it fell short. And I really felt bad for that. I was coming. I had all my suitcase packed and everything, but I didn't come. And I don't know, we just owe so much to what the brethren are doing for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sylvia. And Sister Sylvia, we saw her at the Vancouver convention a few weeks back. She said she wasn't going to be able to make it. And it was such a privilege that didn't turn out that way.
I'll tell you why I wasn't going to make it. I thought I had to get on the bus at 6 o'clock in the evening and get here at 11 o'clock in the morning. Well, I couldn't see me at my age going without that much sleep. I did have a rough time of it, but I did get a ride to Lloydminster with my daughter and son-in-law. And I took a bus from Lloydminster, and it wasn't that great. Not that the bus was bad, but it was long, and then it's a wrong hour of the day. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sylvia. Who would like to be next? Sister Jean.
I, too, would like to thank all of the brethren for their labors of love and the way in which all of the labors are done here are done with such a beautiful spirit, and it all seems so seamless and no trouble at all, and we truly appreciate that. I appreciated very much the many lessons from the platform. And I think I could sum it up by Brother Bill's last admonition to us that eating without digestion is like reading without reflection. And we had a nice chance for reflection, because I know some of the brethren think it was hard, but it was wonderful. We had an hour and a half ride here and back to the Studsky farm. There was never a moment of silence, no matter what car you were in. We were talking about the convention. We were talking about what we heard, what we anticipated. And so our reflection already began. So we really appreciated that extra fellowship that we received. And so I'm truly thankful to the Lord for the blessing of this convention this year.
Thank you, Sister Jean. And who else would like to testify?
Well, I'm always at a loss for words, as you know. But I would like to speak to just what the delay from last year has produced in me, and that is such a wonderful feeling that the Lord, by it, there being such a terrible thing, even if it were a terrible thing, and then take the life of Joseph, for instance, in preparing for this, I learned that Joseph's life was at times a train wreck, and yet he saw through it all the benefits that were going to come. He was even taken from Canaan land to Egypt, and there, the first part of all of his journey and his teaching to all of us was that he would be in another country, and it takes in order to bless all the nations of the earth, you at least have to get to a second nation. And so he got to Egypt. And then, but on that point, I myself saw the previous preparations that were needed, and it is amazing just how you began to see why was that delayed. And it's amazing how you begin to see deeper and deeper into it. And it's as though our Heavenly Father, I believe it firmly, He just said to each one of us, well, sometimes we maybe need an even greater appreciation of what is here. Because as they say, if it's an artesian well and it flows, and it, at one point it doesn't flow, you wonder. And you don't miss the water till the well runs dry. So I mean, it made me more anticipate the future days and months and years, perhaps, of my consecration. And it made me think of how the other brethren were preparing for this, and they were undergoing some deeper thought, deeper reflection, because the time is short. The time is very short. So each one of us have had an object lesson of waiting. Each one of us had that object lesson, and the theme was waiting. So I would invite other brethren to say it better than I have. So if they have any thoughts, maybe personally it made me anticipate and expect as much of a blessing as it has been, and it was.
Thank you, Brother Randy. It kind of reminded me a little bit of Brother Peter during the Brother Peter during the panel discussion asked a question. Give an example of when you're expecting something and it doesn't happen and you have to wait for it and you're not really wanting to wait for it, but then it turns out better in the end. And when he said that, the first thing that popped into my mind, in my mind, was the convention here. We are waiting for something, it didn't turn out, we had to wait longer, and then it's been a real blessing. So, but the life of Joseph is another example. Who else would like to offer convention echoes at this point in time? We have Sister Winnie and then Brother Bill.
I'd like to just raise my voice to thank my Heavenly Father. It's been such a blessing to be here. I hope you don't choose another wait scripture for next year's convention. But I understand, like, Sue and you are still waiting for your home. And that in itself must be a real trial. So but the Lord knows best, and it was certainly a blessing to be here. It was great to renew friendships. Some of my best friends are here, starting with my sister and of course Adam. And so we shared many things, and I really appreciated the practical lessons. You know, sometimes looking where, some of our friends are looking at trials that have no end, for instance. And Brother David gave such a good illustration in yesterday's service of how different experiences affect all of us. And so we can sympathize with each other, share tears with each other, and lots of laughing. It's been just such a delight to be here. And I'm grateful to all of you for all that you've done, and to the Lord for all that He has done, and for my Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Winnie. We'll pass now to Brother Bill.
We just wanted to lift up our voices and praise to the Heavenly Father. Thankful for the brethren for putting on the convention, the load of love that's, you know, conveyed, and all the work. It's just, you know, it's interesting to see everybody pitch in and take care of the little things and the bigger things too. So we really want to, you know, thank the brethren for doing that, and I'm sure everybody feels that in their hearts. The other thing is, we've had a weekend here of rich spiritual discussion and fellowship, and I think of the quotation from James, which talks about pure religion. It's James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before our God and our Father is this. So the point is, you know, we had a weekend of discussion and doing things. Now let's go out and practice, you know, what we've learned. To visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So hopefully we can put all these lessons that we've learned into practice by fulfilling the admonitions of James.
Thank you, Brother Bill, and how true that is. If all we, I think, I'm not sure, I can't remember now who mentioned it right off the platform, but God doesn't want us to sit in a like as some do, sit in a building and just offer praises and prayer, but you actually have to get out into the world and have to put things into application. I forget who mentioned that was today, but how true that is. And we've got the starting point. We've got the lessons here. Now let's put them into application. Who would be next? Sister Helen.
Dear brethren, and I just would like to raise my voice to the Heavenly Father to thank Him for this wonderful weekend. As the brethren started coming, I sort of felt really bad because our roads are so bad and so many of you had to travel. Other years we were able to put up most of the brethren, but this year you had some difficulties with our roads, so we felt bad about that. But what a blessing to see all your faces. I think most of you I have known before. I just met Sister Sue Trivel this convention, and what a nice thing it is for me to meet my new sister here. And we had started with the convention a few days before. We had Brother Bill and Sister Allie and Winnie and Randy. And, my mind is going blank right now. But, and I'd like to thank all the brethren that helped out and helped with caring. Oh, Rhoda, care. I'm sorry. Forgot my own daughter, but they were great help. But just to thank all the brethren for making this, you know, the weekend for us just special. And the special convention, the special blessing. I must say that I didn't hear all the discourses, but after the convention, I listened to the talks and enjoyed them. And may the Lord bless you and keep you on the way home, and thank you for all your services and all your help, and we love you very much.
Thank you, Sister Helen. We still have some time yet, if anyone else is interested. Oh, no, Brother John and then Brother Adam.
Thank you. I'd like to say a few words also, Brother Ben. I'm very thankful for the convention that we've had here. It takes all the traveling brethren to make a convention, you know, to have one. So we're very appreciative of the fact that the people took effort to come out. Thank you for that. And I remember we had, like, this year was a real blessing for me, for all the speakers. Last year we never had a convention, and I recall the year before there was such a thunderstorm, power went out, and the louder it thundered, the louder we sang here, and that was I don't forget that. And but anyways, it's, like I say, it was I'm happy that everyone came out, and I'm thankful to the Heavenly Father for all the blessings that we have received. And I pray that the Lord will be with everybody in their and they're traveling as they travel to and fro, and hopefully we'll see each other soon again, maybe possibly next week. We'll see how things happen. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Brother John. Pass now to Brother Adam.
Dear brethren, I too would like to raise my voice in thanksgiving to all of you for your coming here. Really, if the brethren had not come, there would be no convention. So I was thinking in my mind, I'm thinking there's several states that the brethren have come from. I haven't counted how many states, but there's a number of states that the brethren are here from. And five provinces that the brethren have come, and then all the way from Australia. So really it's a rich blessing to ponder these things and to think in this getting a little bit emotional here. In this remote area where we live, it's to think that brethren would travel that far. And I know last year when the convention was canceled because of the storm, brethren then agreed, well, let's just postpone the convention for 1 year, and we have the same brethren, the same, nothing changed on the program. And then I was thinking, well, how many of those brethren will be able to come? And to our surprise, they all answered yes, everyone, and they would be willing to do. Unfortunately, Brother Tim was not able to make it because of his heart problem, and the doctor said, well, he has to not travel, especially by air, as that would create a problem for his heart. So finally, I guess Brother Tim admitted that he really has to kind of pay a little attention to that area so that it will help him as he continues to want to serve the Lord as best he can. So I'm very grateful to all the speakers that have come all this distance and served with such wonderful spiritual food. There's much to digest. After listening to all that and to put it into practice, we've been waiting a whole year, and I was a little apprehensive as the convention this year was approaching the date, and thinking, well, 5 days last year, what happened? You're thinking, well, 5 days went by, 5 days before, nothing happened, 4 days. So then the weatherman saying the weather is going to be pretty good. So the Lord, how wonderfully the Lord come through with providing such a rich blessing that while we waited and things were bad last year, he more than compensated for what we have to wait. So we're very grateful, thankful. I love you all and want to serve you as best I can. We hope you all can come back again, Lord willing. We don't know what's awaiting each one of us from this year to next year, but our faith is in the Lord, and our hope and trust is to be with our Lord in the kingdom, and that kingdom to be established soon in great power and glory, in which we all can share together that wonderful time. So I continue to pray for you. Pray for us, dear brethren. Thank you.
I'd like to add a little bit more to my testimony in the title of wait and what I heard over the platform. And I think, you know, you hear about wait and you have waiters. We are there to wait on one another. Not just, waiting is not an action where you're just sitting and waiting. We shouldn't be. But if we're waiting, we should be serving. And I love the panel discussion on waiting and Peter and how he conducted it. But what did they say about all these people that were waiting on others? They had to be trained. The movements had to be synchronized. All the people had something to contribute. And again, and those specific professions, they still had to be serving again. They're serving the community in whatever capacity, whether it would be a fireman or an ambulance service. They all require training before they can go into service. And this is what we're doing here, is being trained so we can go into service. And our service is so high and so complicated, what we're dealing with in our prospective future. It is really exciting. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sue. You know, true that is. I think that was one of the things that really impressed me. Sister Ellie's next. One of the things that impressed on me is that waiting is not passive. Waiting on the Lord is not a passive thing whatsoever. Sister Ellie.
I'm very happy to be here and enjoyed the convention, the talks, and the Vespers, and I was going to make a couple of comments on that. We haven't been here in about 6 or 7 years because we've been at the children's camp in Indiana, the Bible Students Youth Camp. So it's a little different this year to come out and be with everyone. And we appreciate that we were allowed to come early and see how things are set up and so forth. I appreciate seeing all the brethren that I haven't seen in quite a while. Some of us used to meet together in class, like Janet Nobe and Rhoda. We were all in the New Brunswick class, and Winnie and Randy were once in the Winnipeg class, and we miss all those things, even though we know we can't be in two or three places at one time. And I appreciate seeing the people from afar off, I haven't seen, for example, Dana Bree and her sister in a while, and it's always good, but the fellowship is always sweet with the faraway brethren. And I wanted to comment on a few of the talks. I appreciated the talks, and one of the talks I was going to comment on was Brother Mark Tribble's. I'd seen that article several years back, and there is a response to it. I don't remember on the net with the very same title, Why I Am a Bible Student. I forgot who wrote the response, though. And I was thinking how this particular man, Mr. Hill, whatever his first name was, what chagrin he'll be in the kingdom when he sees who he's written against. And appreciated David's talks. I've always wondered why the Samaritans really got such good press in the scriptures when they weren't Israelites. Another thing I liked was the Vespers. It was going to be a bluegrass Vespers. I didn't think I was going to really like this. Not real fond of the music, and I didn't know that there was a gospel bluegrass, actually. And really, this is my background, my father's relatives and forebears were hillbillies down in the Tennessee and the Carolinas and Rhodes also. And, so I did appreciate the hymns and the sentiments of the hymns, that they sang. And I realized why they sang like this and some of their sentiments. They were not stupid people. They were sort of ignorant people. There was a lot of superstition down there. And these were the sentiments of their hearts and their belief in the scriptures. And I really enjoyed that, your favorite hymn last night and the singing. We did a lot of singing this weekend. So that was really nice. One other thing I wanted to comment, the fellowship was especially nice. And I just want to comment on a fellowship I had with one person. If you ever get a chance to talk to Brother Ray Charlton and Sue, they are very, very interesting, and they have very interesting things to say. And just ask Ray about the medical conference he went to and what one of the doctors said about the Catholic Church. That's just one of the things. But he has many, many interesting. I thought to myself, where does he get all these things from? But I did appreciate fellowship with him. And again, I'm very glad to see each and every one of you.
Thank you, Sister Ellie. We have a little bit of time yet left. Sister Rhoda, oh boy, hands are really flying up now. Sister Rhoda, and then Sister Donna, and Sister Rita, we'll take those three.
I'm very grateful to have had the opportunity to come this year. I wasn't going to be able to come last year because I had a school obligation, and then it ended up, it's like I didn't miss anything except for the giant storm. But so I was really, what struck me especially this weekend was the way that the brethren, you all up here, work together. And even though it was the Prince Albert and Saskatchewan brethren who were putting on the convention, you looked around, everybody's hands were out carrying things or putting things out. And, you know, seeing Brother Bill Neumeyer put all the potatoes on the grill, and just it was the sense of family and the sense of, you know, working together, and that, you know, that's the true sense of brethren. Brethren means brothers and sisters, and that's what you do for each other. And I really appreciated that, and really loved to be a part of it. And I also look forward to listening again to the discourses, and appreciate all the time that the elders took out to prepare for them. And was just exciting to see the same elders who were giving us the spiritual meat were also giving us the music. And, you know, at one point it was Brother David playing the piano and Brother Mark and Brother OB playing guitars. It was just so exciting, and I just really appreciated it. And thank you all for everything that everybody did to put on the convention.
Thank you. Sister Donna.
I, too, would like to thank the Heavenly Father for this opportunity to gather together and to just rejoice in the truth that we're allowed to have, because we know that this kind of situation may not be available to us in the future that often. So it's really a wonderful thing when brethren are willing to, everybody do their part in volunteering whatever they volunteer, whether you're speaking, or whether you're providing a place to be, or food, or whatever, or just coming and participating. Everyone has something that they can offer. And I would just really, for me, some of the things that I really appreciate, I didn't get to listen to all the talks. How can I say it? I listened, but not necessarily with a very attentive ear to some of them, because I was doing something. But I really appreciated the theme discourse in which Brother David said that God was appealing to those who were looking forward in their faith. And, you know, we sometimes tend to always look back at our lives and say, oh, we had such a wonderful thing here, a wonderful thing there. And I think those are really, really strengthening for us. But we have to make sure we're not looking back in sadness, because we don't have that now. I think we really have to remember that even though we may have a very hard cross to bear, and I think as the brethren get older, that for some of the brethren, they have very large, heavy crosses to bear, that we have to not focus on that, but we have to focus on the path that we're walking. And whatever age we are, whatever health condition we are, there is something there to be learned. And like Brother Morris said, the Lord knows. And he knows if we're putting our all and doing what little we can, which for some is a lot, is an awful lot, just by encouraging other brethren with sharing our beauties of the truth that we learn as we study, or sharing the gift of whatever it is, whether it's voice or hymn or whatever. So I would really, to me, that's a really positive thing, that even as we age and become not able to carry the food or cook the food or do the talks, it doesn't really matter. It's our attitude in being willing to be part of encouraging the brethren and bringing everyone closer and more strengthened in their walk. And so that was what I got from the convention, one of the things that was a real blessing to me. And I think the other thing is that to wait upon the Lord, we really have to trust the Lord. To trust the Lord, we really have to know the Lord. To know the Lord, we have to really study the scriptures, and we have to study them not alone. We have to study them with the brethren too. Because sometimes alone we can get really off the path, shall I say. So I really appreciate all of these things, and I thank the Heavenly Father so very much, and I thank each and every one of you for making the effort to come and for blessing my life so much. No matter how far you came, I'm just really, really grateful you're willing to do that.
Thank you, Sister Dawn. Just pass Sister Rita.
It's too late for fun.
No, we need to take
it. Okay. I'm so happy that I got this opportunity to speak, because we missed the testimony last night for some very good reasons. I spoke to Brother Sid yesterday. It was good to hear his voice. He sounds quite weak, but I was glad to be able to talk to him. I feel very bad that I didn't see Brother Jerry, but hopefully in this week to come, because we are staying the week and we're going to be attending the Sturgis Convention. Brother David, Sister Jean, and I, we came here, and it'll be our first time for being at the convention. I also appreciate the hospitality, the wonderful hospitality, the Stotskys. Appreciate very much having met some new brethren that I hadn't seen before or hadn't seen for a very long time, and reacquainting myself with all of them. One just short thing, I just wanted to say a little word about each service. I appreciated Brother Randy's sentiments on pruning, and that's always a difficult thing, the pruning part. And Brother Peter Mora, it's not always what we expect, but not always who you expect. That was, I thought, very profound, because it happens all the time to us, and it humbles us. I appreciated Brother O.B. Albert, have this mind in you, not let this mind be in you. It's really quite a different thing. I appreciated also Brother David's in the symposium saying trust comes with relinquishing control. That's a heavy one, because, you know, nobody wants to sort of do that very easily. It's very difficult sometimes. Wanted to say about Brother Obi's theme symposium too. They will run, not be weary. Self-pity is pity for our old self, and so our old self likes pity parties. Brother Mark Tribble, bear and share the burdens, then there'd be less to bear for others. That's important too. One thing that was said in the panel discussion was that when we wait on the Lord, do the brethren support or ridicule us? Brother Ray Charlton, I think, had mentioned that, and Brother Peter said, does it really matter? So at the end of the day, it's our relationship with the Lord. Brother Ken Furnetz, I appreciated this thought. Hope gives our lives direction in all mankind, because I know I didn't have very much direction before the truth, before I came to learn the truth. Appreciated very, very much Brother Mark Tribble's talk about why I am a Bible student, because I came from a background where hellfire, immortality, Trinity, all those things, and I've had a lot of opportunities to try to defend our position and the fact that I really do believe it now. So also wanted to just really mention that I appreciated Brother Rael Charlton's talk on Let Us Go Up to the House of the Lord and the comparisons that were made between King David and his experiences and the church and the temple, the tabernacle, etc. And Brother Bill Detka's, the John class and our responsibility, and just all the, it was a very full discourse, and just essentially all the excellent points in that particular outline. And of course, Brother David's talk as well, that the kernel point to me was how Jesus dealt so gently with that Samaritan woman. And that was beautiful.
Thank you, Sister Rita. Just real quickly, this
Sister Sue got a PS, so I want one too. I was just going to say how we were walking epistles, and I wanted just to mention the fact that the neighbors just a half a mile down the road are on vacation, but before they left, they said to the Seawalks, your friends are our friends, and they left the home completely open for three bedrooms and towels laid out and everything so nicely done. And I think it speaks to what they see in you.
Thank you. Yeah, that was quite the amazing story there. Brethren, we're come to the end of the convention now, but I do have one question for you all. And we should all be able to answer this. It says, but they who wait on the Lord, four things will happen to them. What are those four things? Yep. Run, not be weary, and walk and not be faint. And soar, did we not say soar like an eagle? Mount up on eagle's wings, yeah. So, brethren, we have an admonition there in that scripture, and we've learned a lot about it over this last 3 days. Not only on the panel discussions and the symposiums on that, but all the talks have all kind of dovetailed in together to make a wonderful, wonderful weekend. So let us learn to trust in the Lord and continue that trust, not only in this times where we're uplifted here, but even in our everyday experiences, when times are tough and when times we may wonder, is the Lord really watching over all our steps? We can tell from this scripture, we know He is, and He knows. I think as Brother Peter mentioned that earlier, He knows every experience we're going through, every single one, and He will be there with us. And brethren, our prayer is that till we meet again, the Lord will continue to watch over every one of you, and that you will all continue to trust in Him. And that if we don't see you on this side again, we will see you on the other side. And that we will all be able then give praise and glory to our Heavenly Father, because that's the most important thing. So with that, let us close with hymn 64. We'll sing all verses, and you know what? Maybe let's stand and sing them, and they can kind of look around and enjoy the fellowship of our early sights of our brethren one more time together here. Brethren, give a wave to the brethren on the camera, also our online.